Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm Sarah Intonato coming at you live from Mysore, India. So if you happen to hear dogs barking in the background or horns beeping or all kinds of crazy Bollywood music, that's just life in India and we're going to go with it. It's part of the fun. So today we're talking about yoga and how we sabotage ourselves both on our mats in our yoga practice life and in our regular life, unfortunately. And I know you know what I'm talking about because everybody has this issue. For example, you have the best day of work you've ever had in your life, and then you come home and pick a stupid argument with your spouse over something minuscule. I know I've done that. Second, you book a vacation you so greatly deserve, and you're so excited to take it, and then you go there and get sick on your first day, and you can't enjoy it the way you really deserve to. So those are examples of real life and how we sabotage ourselves. But we also sabotage ourselves in our yoga life and our yoga practice as well. And you know what I mean, you know, when you're having a really great run of practice, you're consistent, you're doing the work, you're showing up on your mat, everything feels good, everything's going well, and then you injure yourself doing something stupid at home, like not paying attention in the kitchen. Or you end up falling off the wagon on your yoga practice because you get to a place where you feel so good that you think you don't really need it anymore. And this happens just like when we take medication for a physical illness or a mental illness. We think, oh, I feel better now. I don't need to finish the medication. I feel great. Life is good. But if you stop taking your medication, those symptoms will come right back. And our yoga practice is the same way. If we stop our practice, all those old patterns, those things that drove us to yoga to begin with, come right back into our lives. They're called samskaras, which is an ancient Sanskrit word for our deeply ingrained patterns, and we all have them. Yoga does not take them away, but it can help us to manage them. So the good news is that the Yoga Sutra, our ancient tools of yoga, give us really good techniques and really good advice on how to prevent self-sabotage. In the second book of Yoga Sutras, Sadhanapada, Patanjali, the ancient sage, reminds us that the time to do the work, the time to be hyper-vigilant on your path of spirituality, is when things are going really well. Because you want to continue on that upward trajectory, you want to continue on that path, you don't want to fall off the wagon. So when your yoga practice is going well, when your eating is going well, your sleeping is going well, your stress level is low, that's the time to keep doing your maintenance work so that all those old issues don't creep back in. Another thing that the Yoga Sutras teach us is that it's more painful when we taste a glimpse of how amazing this feels and how much more conscious and how much more alive we feel from our yoga path, and then we fall away from it. Because we know what we're missing at that point. We know we could feel better, but because we've just been inconsistent or messed things up, we now have to start at the beginning all over again. So if this is resonating with you, don't judge yourself, don't overanalyze, because we all do this to some degree. But the good news is that we can change it, and yoga philosophy is our best tool for helping us stay on our path. And remember that this isn't just physical fitness. This is a tool, yoga is a tool to help us live a life of more freedom, more clarity, and more joy and peace as well. So this spring, I'm really excited to launch a new online yoga philosophy course called From Your Mat into the Modern World, Ancient Wisdom, to help you achieve anything you want in life. So if you've already achieved some great goals in your life, but you're looking to stay accountable, or if you have something in mind that you really want to make progress on, whether it's your spiritual path or a real life goal, this course is for you. And just to get you motivated and get you excited, to remind you that you are ready for progress, click the link in the comments below for a wonderful resource, a free resource on how to prevent sabotage in your at-home yoga practice. And that's something that I'm really excited to share with you, because the good news is that you don't have to be a victim of self-sabotage anymore. You can step up to the plate and with some few tips and tricks, be more consistent on your path. So thank you for joining in today. Go to sarayoga.com, sarayoga.com, join my email list, and get excited for a great course this spring. Namaste.